Good evening, this is Bill. To continue our story on the 10th, on the evening of the 10th, I got an emergency telephone call at Gray's to get in touch with my sister in Howard, Pennsylvania. So I called her up and she informed me that my brother next to me, George, had passed away, and I should get in touch with my other brother, Kurt, as to funeral arrangements and so forth. So I got in touch with him, and we set tentative date for Friday the 15th of April for the funeral in order that I could get there. I left on the evening of the 11th, the afternoon of the 11th, William and Sharon drove me to the Dallas airport to get the plane into Philadelphia. After considerable trouble, we finally located Love Airfield there in Dallas, and I was lucky to get on an airplane to get into Philadelphia. I got into Philadelphia early in the morning. After waiting about an hour or better, I got a bus into Mount Holly and arrived home around 7 o'clock in the morning. After being up all night, I slept that day, and that was all day Wednesday then. No, that was all day, Wednesday. And on Thursday, I went down to Woodstown, New Jersey, to my brother's place, and found out that he had all arrangements satisfactorily made for a funeral on Saturday afternoon. I stayed with them until that time. We buried my brother on the 15th of April, 1967, at Woodlawn Cemetery in Woodstown, New Jersey. Then the following day, on Sunday the 16th, he took me to Philadelphia, where I got a plane direct, an American Airlines Stratojet direct into Dallas, Texas. It only took me 2 hours and 15 minutes flying time to fly from Philadelphia into Dallas. And I got in there and got a shuttle plane into Abilene, where William and Mr. Gray met me and brought me back to Gorman, Texas. That was just an interlude on our trip. It wasn't scheduled. It gave mothers an extra a week to stay down there and get acquainted with his great grandchild and Sharon again, and also the Grays. Now, then on the, we spent the 18th getting ready for our return to Mount Holly, and on the morning of the 19th, after giving everybody goodbye, we departed from the Elder Gray's home around about 9 o'clock in the morning for Mount Holly, New Jersey. Mothers, do you want to go from there? That's the 19th now. We're on the road home.
Well, April the 19th, 1967. Mary Jane Gray is 1 month old today, and we left Gorman, Texas this morning after Grandma Gray gave Mary Jane her bath. We left about 9:15 a.m. after bidding all goodbye for our trip back home to Mount Holly, New Jersey. We got around Dallas real well, followed Loop 12, had no trouble. Then about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, we got lunch and continued on our way, stopping here for the night at the Mayfair Motel. We then had supper. William had pork chops, and he said they were real good. I had southern fried chicken, which is very good, and everything was nice and hot. We ate at the Holiday Inn, and it was very nice. William got the oil changed in the car. Then we came back and browsed in the Gibson store. Had about everything one would want. We didn't buy, only a package of pills we needed. So now we are in for the night. We did run into rain shortly before we arrived here in McAlester, Oklahoma. Did hate to leave the baby this morning. She is really a nice youngster, and she looks to be 3-month-old baby instead of 1-month-old today. Sharon Lee wasn't feeling too good for over a week. She was flooding very badly Saturday. They took her up to the hospital in Gorman, Blackwell Hospital. The doctor examined her and said she was to go to bed for 3 or 4 days. It was awfully hard to keep her down, but Mrs. Gray, her mother-in-law, was so patient with her. The Grays are very lovely people, and they treated us so well. Sharon Lee's husband is very nice and was so nice to William and I when we needed to get William to Dallas to catch a plane for Woodstown, New Jersey, where he attended the funeral of his brother George. Then when William flew back from Philadelphia to Abilene, Texas, William Gray and his father met him in Abilene and brought him back to Gorman, Texas, where we were waiting. I had an extra week with Sharon Lee and family. The bird, the car, and I waited for William's return from the funeral. I guess that's all for now.
Okay, then, so much for 19 April. We traveled a total of 317 miles on this the first day of our return to Mount Holly, New Jersey. That will be all for the 19th. Hello again, this is Bill. This is the 20th, I guess it is, the 20th of April. We're in Rollo, Missouri tonight. We're having made 363 miles today, the second day out on our return trip. I will let Mary complete the details. Go ahead, Mother.
Well, we left McAlester at 7:30 this morning. Drove along Highway 69 close to Muskogee when the speedometer cable started buzzing. So we stopped in Muskogee at the Buick garage and had it fixed. Took about 3/4 of an hour. While they were doing that, I went into the discount store and browsed around again. Bought Mary Jane a 1-year-old dress pattern, was only 43 cents, and 2 cinnamon cakes, 10 cents each, which we ate while William was driving. We stopped on the Will Rogers Turnpike and had lunch. William got sausage and eggs, and I got a hot beef sandwich. Total cost $3.10. We pulled into this motel, Martin Motel at Rolla, Missouri, at 4 p.m. Nice room. Also had a very nice room last night. Made 363 miles today. The speed is 70 miles per hour most places, and believe me, they make use of it. Also had rain today. The motel is in the Ozark Mountains. Nice view. Now we'll get ready for supper. While we were at the host eating lunch, finished lunch and started for the car, and no car was there. No one will know the feeling we had. We looked around and still no car. Panic was setting in by that time. So William went to the man at the gas pump and he said, "Which way are you going?" William said, "East." The man told him then, "Your car is on the other side of the road." When we came downstairs from lunch, we went through hall and identical doors, even to the two-horse merry-go-round, but was no car. So we traced our steps and finally found the car where we had left it, on other side of road. The building is built over the four-lane highway, but I bet there are quite a few stupid people that had the same experience, but I wouldn't want that kind of experience very often. Nice and cool here. That is it for tonight.
Well, so much then from Terre Haute, Indiana, from Rollo, Missouri. We made, as Mary said, 363 miles today. That is all. Hello again, this is Bill, the 21st of April, 1967. We're in Terre Haute, Indiana. We pulled in this motel very early this afternoon. It was around about 2:30 or a quarter of 3, having only made 275 miles. We hit a torrential rainstorm. The sky was dark as lightning. It was just terrific driving. We didn't want to take any chances in driving any further in this type of road. We're in for the night, and I'll turn you over to Mary.
Well, we left Rollo this morning at 8:30, after breakfast of eggs and hotcakes. Had lunch at Vandalia, Missouri. Shortly thereafter, it started clouding up and started into rain. Real heavy thunderstorms and blackness. Could hardly see road. Had to stop several times along road. News tonight said there were tornadoes nearby. We finally stopped at the Stone Lodge Motel at 5 p.m. A very nice room. We went out for supper at one of the truck stops. Very good food. William even had his raisin pie. Homemade, said was very good. We made 275 miles today. The news says rain again tomorrow. That's all for tonight. William is very tired as traffic was terrific.
So much for 21 April. Hello again, this is Bill, 22nd April, 1967. We're in Zanesville, Ohio for the night, having made 326 miles today. We are sure glad that we missed the worst part of that tornado. Of course, we traveled through part of it. We know that. We're sure of it. I'll turn you now over to Mary from Zanesville, Ohio.
Well, April the 22nd, 1967. We arrived here at 4:30 p.m. today after a much different day than yesterday. The sun was shining all day, but was cool and windy. We ate supper here at the Holiday Inn, had pork chops, applesauce, carrots, peas, french fries, and tossed salad. Total miles today were 316. After we got off the road yesterday for the night, it came over the TV that we were in the tornado watch area and to be alert at least until midnight. It started raining and blowing hard, so we didn't go to bed until after 11 p.m. The tornado hit around West Terre Haute, Indiana, and did some damage, but missed us, but did a lot of damage further north of us. Have a nice place tonight again, and William met a brother Shriner who runs the place, and they had a long talk. TV coverage isn't much good here to many FM stations. That is it for tonight.
There's so much in for the 22nd April. This is April the 23rd. We're in Tyrone, PA today. We pulled in at the Wayne Bryan residence this afternoon, having made only 257 miles. We intended to spend the rest of the day and evening with them and then go on to Howard, Pennsylvania. I'll turn you over to Mary, see if she's got anything to say about the 23rd. of April.
Well, we left the Airwood Motel at 8:10 this morning. The weather was nice and sunny, but cool. The Sunday traffic started to pick up about 10 a.m. We hit the Pennsylvania Turnpike about 11 o'clock. Then we decided to get off at the Bedford Interchange and visit Lauren, Wayne, and Tyrone. Arrived in Tyrone about 2:45 p.m. Found them home where we are for the night. We had lunch just as we got off the Bedford Interchange. We made 257 miles today. Have about 250 to go before we reach Mount Holly, New Jersey. Lauren family are well. Showed us some pictures of Pat's baby. Real cute youngster. That's it for tonight.
Good evening again. This is Bill, the 24th of April from Howard, Pennsylvania. We only drove today from Tyrone down here, a distance on our speedometer of 52 miles. 24 April, here's Mary again.
We left Tyrone about 10 o'clock this morning after spending the night with Lauren Wayne. We had snow in the night and then rain this morning. Coming down Bald Eagle Valley, there was still snow on the roofs of barns and houses, as well as on the mountain. We stopped in Milesburg to see Joseph, but everybody was working. We ate lunch in Milesburg, then went on to Bellefonte to the cemetery, saw where tulips were growing on Dad and Mother's graves. Also, the peony bushes were growing. Went on out to Bush Addition to see Bernice, but no one was there, so we left a note. Then we went to see Ida Fisher Brouse. She looked well, but her husband Bill is very ill with cancer. Ida and us talked about our families and cousins. That's some I've never seen. Ida called one on the phone and I talked with her for a few minutes. Her name was Nancy, one of the Fred Rossman's children. Said Randall wasn't at all well. He has cancer. Said also Mary was moving up to Piney Creek near Jersey Shore. Had a real nice visit with her. Then we came on down to Howard, PA, to William's sister Ruth Wolf, where we are waiting for Ruth to come home from work at the University and State College. This is Jane Ellen's birthday, April the 24th. She is 47 years old today. That is all.
So much for the 24th. Now for the 25th of April 1967, Mount Holly, New Jersey. We left Howard this morning and come to, it's a total for 265 miles away we came to Mount Holly today. The roads were good and we came a little unorthodox way. Down Route 15 into Amity Hall. Well, here's Mary, 25 April from Mount Holly.
We left Howard, Pennsylvania this morning at 7:45 a.m. Had a nice day, but was cool for a while. We had dinner in Harrisburg before getting on Pennsylvania Turnpike. Not much traffic on Turnpike. Arrived home at 2:30 p.m. Found flowers and everything just fine. Quite a stack of newspapers to go through. Will take several days as we have some plants that we want to get into the ground. Ruth's family are well. They expect Skip home tomorrow from camp. Then on the 24th of June, he is getting married. Ruth was telling me about how Mary, her sister, acted at their brother George's funeral. It is too bad Mary feels that way. William is tired tonight. We traveled 264 miles today. Our total mileage on our trip to Gorman, Texas and back was 3,944 miles. We have a nice great-granddaughter. Also met Sharon Lee's husband, and he is very nice, and he has two wonderful parents. And now I want to say that I just received a letter from my cousin, Florence Harpster, in Warriors Mark, that my cousin, Randall Rossman, passed away on the 2nd of May, the one I had said had cancer, well, he died. And I guess that's my news.
Okay, mothers. I'll put a little on here. Like you said, we did travel a total of 3,944 miles. Our trip back was 135 miles further than when we went down. That was due to our digressing and coming in around through the central part of Pennsylvania. Mother spent an extra week in Texas due to my brother's death, which we didn't figure on when we left it originally. So every other than that, the trip was very, very nice. Since we're back home, the pecan trees and the little red bud trees that we brought along from Texas that Mary got in Abilene and Mr. Gray gave me are all in the ground. They've been watered good, and they're getting lots of rain. We hope they grow. We're awful glad we made the trip. We met those very nice people down there. It'd be nice if they could take time off and come up and spend a week or so or something like that with us. What's that?
I've had one letter from them.
Oh, well, it's by the board. I don't know what else to say. We're about the end of the reel. I have not figured up the total gasoline consumption or anything, but we were well within our money value we figured for the trip, other than the unnecessary expense of an extra trip for me back here.
It was unnecessary.
It was not exactly unnecessary, but not planned when we started. It's one thing we have no control over. So that'll wind up our trip to Gorman, Texas, during the month of April in 1967. Good night, good health to all.